This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as they say, right? And I do appreciate the time. Listen, you want to write me? Write Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. If you head up to the website, there's a lot up there that you could get involved with. Give me your email address, because I send out an email a week. Just let you know what's going on, topics we got coming up, some of the help that we might need, or you know, you want a coffee mug? That would be great. Anyhow, if you want text alerts, just simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS. To 77222. I don't know if anybody else caught this or if this was even talked about much today. But there's a report from the border, you know, the Mexican border, that one that we don't need a fence on, that a Border Patrol agent shot and wounded a Russian citizen who appeared to be trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Now, the agent was trying to arrest the man just after, 7 o'clock California time on the U.S.-Mexico border east of Lukeville, Arizona. Now, this comes right from the Customs and Border Protection. The agent attempted to arrest the subject. The physical altercation took place. The agent discharged his firearm, striking the subject. I can't tell whether this is new fence or old fence, frankly. The agency said the injured man was flown to a Phoenix hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Border Patrol agent wasn't harmed either. But you know, I did pulled up an article the other day. Just chose not to do it because everybody else was doing it. The Border Patrol crossings are down tremendously. Right? Border Patrol, I mean, seriously, when you're so used to just walking over, right, with no big deal, then you come over any way you can. But now now when they come over the little hills and the little valleys, they look at it and they go, you know, hey, I ain't going over that fence. And look how far it goes. It goes X amount of miles one way and X amount of miles the other. You know? So they keep telling us how this fence wasn't going to work and how it wasn't going to do any good, and we needed a different, and borders don't work or fences don't work. Because it wasn't a fence, it was a wall. And it is working. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly becoming part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, and there has been, somebody just sent me this, hopefully it's true, that the Border Patrol crossings are away from CNN. They'd never say it unless they absolutely had to, right? But they say that the Border Control, since they've secured portions of the fence, that Border Patrol crossings are down 56% since May. That's big numbers. Those are really big numbers, right? And you know, again, think about how often we were told none of this would make a difference. It wasn't a big deal. It wouldn't change anything. They were so used to coming over, you know, and only fence had been replaced. There was no new fence going up. Well, the fence that was replaced was the old barbed wire fence that was pretty much sitting on the ground. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you think about it, I mean, I don't know, maybe, you know, nobody thinks it's a Russian agent, not that they were coming over with all kinds of arms or that kind of stuff. But think of the people now that were able to stop. Think of the people now that won't even try. Thank God. I mean that sincerely. Thank God. Because I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of the arguments that we have over just simply trying to keep this country safe. They're frustrating as heck. All right, on another note. God, it never stops. If you decided that, you know, watching the hearings was much better for you today, there was a portion of the hearing where the congressman is asking, specifically asking questions, Congressman Stewart. And he, very specific as to whether there is information, there's proof, there's evidence that the president should be impeached. He's been involved with anything, including bribes or anything along those lines. So, because Mr. Schiff knows that all he has to do is throw it out there. Many people don't do any kind of follow-up. So they don't hear the truth. Take a listen.
Madam Ambassador, as you sit here before us, very simply and directly, do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
Thank you, Madam Ambassador.
Yeah. That's easy. Simple, isn't it? I got nothing. I got nothing. I know you'd like to have something, but there ain't anything there. I don't know when this ends. It's never going to end. You know, I want you to... I believe he's going to get elected again. So I'll say when he gets elected again, this will be another 4 years. Unless you guys help replace these people in Congress and the Senate, this will be 4 more years of nothing but impeachment. I mean, are you willing to go through that again? Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
To your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, I do appreciate the time that you're with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I told you I would get to this, this clown event, this giggle that we have going on in D.C., the swamp is trying to rise fast. They're just trying to make as much. Look, they need to embarrass Barr. They need to embarrass Trump. They need to do all these things to try to win. But all they're doing is embarrassing themselves. And I'm going to start with a second. This is great. Elise Stefanik, what's her name? Is it Stefanik? Yes, yeah, Stefanik. You know, she obliterates Adam Schiff in a very short period of time. And he sits there looking totally confused. Because he can't really, I mean, he wants to be dictatorial. He wants to decide. I mean, I don't even know why he's having this. He should just go right to the vote and let his people vote on it. Because he really doesn't want this anyhow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a listen, take a watch. Seriously.
The Washington Post, September 29th. In an appearance on ABC News this week, Schiff echoed Pelosi's message. He also said he expected the Intelligence Committee to hear from the whistleblower very soon, pending a security clearance from Acting Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire. In the Huffington Post, Schiff told...
She's feeding him his words. She's showing him what he said, reading back to him what he said, so he can deny it in some way, shape, manner, and form.
ABC's this week that he expects the whistleblower to appear before this committee very soon. In the New York Post, quote, we'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. In the Washington Times, quote, that whistleblower will be allowed to come. These are all quotes from Chairman Adam Schiff. In talking...
This guy, he is... Look at him. He is so uncomfortable. He is looking around like he's looking for a door to slither out of. And he just can't figure out what to do at this point.
Points memo. The question was posed, actually this was by George Stephanopoulos. Have you reached an agreement yet with the whistleblower and his or her attorneys about coming before the committee and providing the information firsthand? Quote, yes we have, Schiff responded. And as DNI McGuire promised during the hearing, that whistleblower will be allowed to come in and come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say.
So, how did he, I guess, if he didn't know who the whistleblower was, he didn't know the identity, didn't know anything about him or her, but yet was negotiating with him or her, working with their attorneys. I am thoroughly confused. I wish somebody could help me.
We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. In Daily Coast, we're ready to hear from the whistleblower as soon as that is done, and we'll keep obviously riding shotgun to make sure that the acting director doesn't delay in that clearance process. In CNBC, we'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. In Market Watch, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said Sunday that an agreement has been reached under which the whistleblower will testify before the committee very soon.
God bless America. Actually, I should say, weird coming from me. God bless the internet, right? What do you think? I mean, he is dying here. And if you look at his face and you look at what he's doing, he again, like I said, he would love to try to find a way to slither out of there. And this is the problem. The interweb makes them crazy. And the reason it makes them crazy... It's because you can go grab stuff that they said. They can't deny it. You're playing it for them. They're looking right at it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being a part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know, I'm looking at these stories. I got so many of these things that I want to get to. Right? And I'm not going to get to them all, but I'll do the best I can. You know, when you go to these hearings, or you listen to these hearings, some of you I know don't want to, but I have to. I have to listen at least to bits and pieces of it. When you listen to these hearings, you figure out pretty fast, unless you're totally brain dead, but you figure out pretty fast, they're really not interested in fact. None of this is about facts. They want questions around. They want to work with. They want to lead the witness down the road of impeaching Trump. The problem is the Dems won't actually ask the question. When the Republicans do it, Schiff gets nervous enough where he almost won't let them do it. A good friend, Tom DelVaccaro, who we've had on the show a few times, he's laid out what's going on at these impeachment hearings. You know, what we're hearing, what we're looking... Well, I wouldn't say what we're looking forward to. You know, but when you listen to these things, did the Democrats really strengthen their case against Trump at all in the last few days? Who won? Who lost? Right? Did the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Yovanovitch, did she have it right when she testified today? Right? And said, you know, when you think about this, now they have gone from Russian collusion to Ukrainian collusion to, you know, Ukrainian bribery. They can't pick it. They're just trying to get close to stuff that they want. They're like a little kid. They want anything. Give me a piece of cake. Give me a piece of pie. Give me something to chew on here. You know, but there should be seven takeaways, and the winners and losers from this first week. All of the U.S., you know, think about something. The stock market doesn't care. I used to think all this stuff drove the stock market, that they were paying close attention. They don't care. They're near or at all-time highs, right? Could it be that the bull market assumes that the impeachment hearings will just be another nothing burger? Or that the investors know that Trump is not going to be removed from office? It's a Republican-controlled Senate. There's no way they're going to vote him out. You know, it's, again, this is not a Nixon moment or a Bill Clinton moment. There's nothing here. If there's bribery going on, who is he bribing and for what? The hearings look more like a TV show, like a sitcom of some kind, and they do hearings. Remember, the Watergate hearings considered the impeachment of President Nixon. They truly uncovered facts. They didn't make them up as they went. The House Intelligence Committee, chaired by Adam Schiff, hasn't found a fact yet. They've thrown in a lot of stuff, but no fact. Joe Mancini, your host, will deal with more of this on the other side of the break. You'll see the real side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That'll get you going. Go see your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, calling, not calling, sending me text messages, whatever it takes. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us and being with us. Talking about the same thing everybody else is talking about, right? The impeachment hearing that took place this week. Although I don't know if you can call it. You want to call it an impeachment hearing for real? I mean, seriously, when you hear the questions they're asking, when you hear how Adam Schiff, it's probably, I don't even know if you can call it a hearing, because he's dictating what the Republicans can ask, not ask. He's kind of helping the witnesses answer the questions. So let's go through some of the things. Our good friend Tom Del Beccaro wrote a piece earlier this week about the takeaways from this. About really what's going on this. What I thought was kind of interesting today was Adam Schiff screaming about Donald Trump doing the witness intimidation because he was tweeting during the hearing. Now, what's really funny about it is you can only intimidate the witness if you're threatening them with something, right? Threatening them or really just getting on them, how would she have known he was tweeting? Oh, because Schiff told her. Right? I mean, in the middle of questioning and everything else, he says, you know, when the president is attempting, you know, witness tampering. Because he's intimidation, because he's telling her what the president says. She hadn't seen it. How could she be intimidated? The stock market, again, as I said earlier, they don't seem to care. They know what's coming up. This thing looks more like a TV sitcom than it does a hearing. There's no facts there. They're not looking for fact-finding. They're looking to nail him, period. All the witnesses that Schiff called on, every one of them calling to testify, have already had their depositions taken. That means the Democrats already know exactly what they think, what they said, and where the weak spots might be that they'll stay away from. Right? So they know what they're going to say. This is not how it's supposed to work. They're not supposed to have a heads up. Both sides are supposed to have an equal shot, but there isn't. You know, Lindsey Graham said it last year. You know, during the Kavanaugh hearings. And he was right on. God forbid you guys get power. There'll be no stopping you. For the negative, not the positive. As a result, the Democrats have scripted their leading questions to score political points, not to uncover facts. Republicans are also able to undertake cross-examination, but only based on what they already know. Because there's no new information coming out. And frankly, with the polls show, most Americans don't care about these hearings. They don't find them interesting. There's nothing in there. There's no bombshell anything. People know most of this stuff already. Cable TV news networks are providing full coverage of the hearings. Americans have full access, yet the ratings are so far are so low. They're, you know what? The hearings, I want you to think about this. Put this in perspective. The hearings, watching these hearings, the ratings are almost or just below the ratings from the hearing of former FBI Director James Comey in 2017. Right? And they're just as low or lower, right, than the Supreme Court, you know, Justice Brett Kavanaugh last year. So they're not even hitting those two, which were much more explosive. Does it mean the public's not interested? No. Does it mean they're lukewarm? I say no. But the public, I think, the public doesn't trust the impeachment process. They don't trust Adam Schiff. They don't trust Congress as a whole. Right? Most people already have their mind made up, so they don't need to watch this. You know? And most Americans, maybe they're getting tired of what's going on in D.C. I hope so. You know, I mean, this has been an impeachment process for 3 years now. Anybody else? It's just, I don't care what side you're on. I've talked to other Democrats, and they tell me to say they're done with it. They wish Congress would do their job. And it seems like Congress thinks their only and their sole job is to take out Donald Trump. It was funny, in the shootings here recently at the high school, State Assembly member, Christy Smith, who's running for Hill's, Katie Hill's vacated seat. That's how they say it now. The vacated seat. When the shooting went down, as D.C. loves to do, she talked about the bill in D.C. that the Republicans refused to vote on and threw it all on the Republicans. But here's the problem. California already has the strictest gun laws in the country, pretty much. There was nothing in that bill that was stronger than California's laws. So it's a political play. Playing games politically. Right? Kids lost their lives. And that was an appropriate time to play the gun game. It's sickening. And it's the same thing here. I don't understand you Democrats in this case. If you don't like him, you hate him, you don't want him in there, if you had spent the time, the money, and the energy in making sure he gets voted out next year, we would have nothing to hold over your head. But this is, you are acting like you're acting like spoiled brats. And this is the only way. You're going to kick your feet and scream and yell until you get your way. You know what? Keep kicking. Keep kicking your feet, because even your people, your rank and file, are getting tired of this. Policy, remember something. The president makes policy, foreign policy, not Congress. Three State Department officials have testified so far, right? Now, a huge percentage of the testimony has been about their opinions and their feelings about how the Trump administration handles foreign policy, right? I mean, think about it, what they were saying. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've never seen it done. It's always been like this. It's always been this policy. Doesn't matter. He can come in and wipe them all out. You don't have a right to question him. He has another process, another idea, another way of doing it. Our foreign policy for Cuba was no interaction for 50 years. You had no problem with Oblamo coming in and wiping that out, right? That was okay. Now, there's not many facts in play here, right? There's no new facts coming out that you really know about, right? Yovanovitch had no information on the call between the President Trump and the Ukrainian president, right? Why would we have an impeachment inquiry? Why would we bring in people that had no first-hand knowledge of what was going on when this is what they're hanging everything on? First two witnesses that showed up, hearsay witnesses. They only heard what they heard what they heard. And they were barely involved in the process. Again, this case would not, a DA would not take this case to court. It wouldn't happen. On Friday, the Democrats try to make President Trump as a bad guy, right? Who was unfair to the ambassadors. That's not impeachable. Getting rid of people is not an impeachable offense. I don't want people around me that aren't going to be loyal to me. See, they make that sound like it's a bad thing. I want people that are going to fight for me. I want people that are going to be loyal to me in line with the Constitution if I was the president. Because you really should be in line with the president. You should be loyal to the president. Again, unless he's doing something that's against the Constitution. In which case, you give it to the proper authorities and you let them run with it. The late Representative Peter Rodino, out of New Jersey, a Democrat, he reluctantly oversaw the impeachment proceedings against President Nixon in the House. Unlike House Intelligence Committee Chairman Schiff, who just thinks he got two tickets for a world tour. A world cruise, I should say. And he's been working on this for years. This is, again, Maxine Waters started this before he even became president. She wanted him impeached. Shows you how high her IQ is, huh? Schiff lied about the facts. He's lied about the Trump-Russian collusion investigation. Remember that? Coming out with this smug look on his face. Somebody needs to slap some handcuffs on him and put him away. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being involved, being engaged, being part of the process. Somebody just sent me a clip, and we're going to play it. You know, Schiff just again, he's running these like it's a dictatorship. Like he has a right to be a dictator. And we all know he doesn't. He doesn't have that right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Take a listen of how many times Schiff shuts down a GOPer. Right, somebody who's asking a question that he doesn't like. You know, they keep talking about the truth. So why are they afraid of questions? Look, if a GOP legislator asks a question, congressman, congressperson, and the question is out of bounds or off or what have you, let the witness answer the question and then show where it's off and out of bounds. Don't shut it down. What is he afraid of? That's the real question here. What's the issue? Take a listen.
Fonick, you had a few quick questions for the ambassador.
yield to you, Ms. Stefanik.
Thank you, Mr. Nunez. Ambassador Yovanovitch, thank you for being here today.
The gentlewoman will suspend.
What is the interruption for this time? It is our time.
The gentlewoman will suspend. You're not recognized. Mr. Nunez, you are member of the council.
I just recognized.
Under the House Resolution 660, you are not allowed to yield time except to minority council.
The ranking member yielded time to another member of Congress.
Nope. That is not accurate.
You're gagging the
that is accurate.
New York.
Ambassador Yovanovitch, I want to thank you for being here today.
Suspend. You're not recognized.
This is the fifth time you have interrupted members of Congress, newly elected members of Congress.
The woman will suspend.
Mr. Chair, we control the time. It's been customary to this committee that whoever controls the time can yield to whoever they wish. If we have members of Congress that have a few questions, it seems appropriate that we be able to let Ms. Stefanik ask her question.
Ms. Nunez, you or Minority Counsel recognize?
All right. Mr. Kasser, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
The gentleman is not recognized. I do want to comment.
Chairman, I have a point of order under HRES 660.
The gentleman will state her point of order.
The point of order is, will the chairman continue to prohibit witnesses from answering Republican questions as you've done in closed hearings and as you did this week when you interrupted our questions?
That is not a proper point of order. The gentleman will suspend.
Mr. Chairman, I have.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to answer the question. Right? I mean, seriously, he's been doing nothing but interrupting them because he doesn't like the line of questioning. He doesn't like the fact that she calls him out. Love this woman. I think she's great.
The gentleman's not recognized.
Chairman, I have a point of order.
The gentleman's not recognized.
I have a point of order, though.
The gentleman's not recognized. I do want to respond. I allowed the ranking
member
to.
I have a point of order.
The gentleman's not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, there are four transcripts that have not been released.
The gentleman is not recognized.
Holy
ranking
cow.
Member, were you involved in the July 25th Trump-Zelensky phone call or preparations for the call?
No, I was not.
Were you involved in the deliberations about the pause in military sales to Ukraine as the Trump administration reviewed newly elected President Zelensky's commitment to corruption reforms? For the pause.
The pause? No, I was not.
Were you involved in the proposed Trump-Zelensky, later Pence-Zelensky, meetings in Warsaw, Poland on September 1st?
No, I was not.
Did you ever talk to President Trump in 2019?
No, I have not.
Mick Mulvaney?
No, I have not.
Thank you, Ambassador. I'm not exactly sure what the ambassador is doing here today. This is the House Intelligence Committee that's now turned into the House Impeachment Committee. This seems more appropriate for the Subcommittee on Human Resources at the Foreign Affairs Committee. If there's issues with employment disagreements with the administration, it would seem like this would be a more appropriate setting instead of an impeachment hearing where the ambassador is not a material fact witness to anything, any of the accusations that are being hurled at the president for this impeachment.
Think about that. She has not sat in on one of these meetings that they're trying to impeach the president for. Not a one. She has no first-hand knowledge of anything at this point. Nothing. Not a one. And yet they call her as a witness. You've got guys over at NBC saying, we're in trouble. This went absolutely nowhere. We're in trouble. And when you got people that are supposed to be in your team feeling like they're in trouble, you know what? You're in trouble. It's just amazing. And it isn't going to end anytime soon. I'm not saying the trial, the inquisition, whatever it's called, is going to end anytime. I'm saying these guys aren't going to stop this anytime soon. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. You know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. As we've seen, even locally, I talk to you guys on a regular basis on how to get involved in local politics and why you should get involved in local politics. Right? You know, think about something. The simple fact, this is, and again, you don't need a college degree to figure this stuff out. But the simple fact that the That tweet that Trump put out, kind of gratuitous, right? He just irritated on former Ambassador Yovanovitch. It became big news of the day. Not her testimony, nothing she said, right? I mean, she had no information to give anyway, but nothing she said was big news or hit anywhere or was even newsworthy. Simply the tweet the president sent. That was big news all of a sudden. So it shows you that they've got more of a big, another big nothing that they don't know what to do with. Right? I just find this stuff amazing. They are scratching and scrounging the bottom of the barrel to try to find something. And they're going to end up, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to do what they did last time. They're going to blame it on Republicans. They're going to blame it on the fact that there were too many senators that were too scared to step up. And we all know that's a line of bunk. All right, real quick, because I only have a couple of minutes left. President Trump today, and I don't know, maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but I didn't see many other presidents do stuff like this. But he granted clemency to two Army officers accused of war crimes, and he restores the rank to Navy SEAL for Eddie Gallagher. Now, he's granted clemency to these guys, and again, like I said to you before, I never really heard about much of this happening before. Now, Eddie Gallagher, he was given back his rank to Chief Petty Officer after he was docked a pay grade after being convicted of posing for a photo with a dead Islamic State fighter. Now, Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence could be released from the military prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, he'll be out this weekend. And this is 6 years after being found guilty of second-degree murder. Major Matt Goslin, a former Green Beret, will have the murder charge against him dropped as well. He signed the executive order to grant clemency for the Army First Class Clint Lawrence, and the executive granted clemency, full pardon, for Army Major Matthew Goslin, and an order directing the promotion of Special Warfare Operations First Class Edward Gallagher to the grade of E7. This is the rank he had before he was found guilty. Right? Lawrence was 6 years into serving a 19-year sentence for ordering his soldiers to open fire and kill three men in Afghanistan. Lawrence reportedly said that he killed Taliban fighters. Nine members of his unit testified against him, saying the men were innocent. But there were so many holes in the case. There were so many holes in the testimonies. I mean, the guys who testified against him. I mean, I remember this case, right? And I just they felt pressured to give a different testimony. That's pretty sad. We're getting to the point now where we can't even trust our own justice system. Whoever's got the most amount of money, the most power, the most friends in Congress or wherever are the ones that are going to get away with it. It's really scary and it's really sad. And it's giving people real mistrust for our government. And that you know what? You always have to be cautious. I don't say you give them 100% trust. But man, if all you ever do, if you are 99.9% mistrusting the government, mistrusting your local bureaucrats, mistrusting your local government to help you out. I don't like it. You know, being a school board member, sometimes people won't trust us to do the right thing. But some of us do. Some of us are trying to do the right thing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that we spend together. I really do. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can always watch live. You can always listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me some of your bucks. Buy a coffee mug. There's so much you can do up there. Listen, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.